If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We are going to be speaking to the IEC because they were announcing today some really, really important features. And of course, it was actually a wonderful ceremonial event there. Obviously, the establishment of that space that we would call the Rock, where everything will be happening, where everything will be announced. We're really the center of what will be happening as Results Center. So on the line with us is Judge Daha Pele, who is a commissioner of the Independent Electoral Commission. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you for having me, and good evening to your listeners too.
So I just want us to give a high level some of the things and the features that you were discussing today at your press briefing. And really most important is the ballot design and what the citizens are likely to see this time around, quite different to what we've seen before.
Well, today was a code-swearing ceremony, and that was a pledge made publicly by the political parties to adhere to the rules of free and fair elections. But I think you want to know more about the ballot. Yes, the ballot is a very significant one this year. There will be three ballots. The first will be for the national election to the National Assembly for the filling of 200 seats. That would be a blue ballot. The second would be an orange ballot, which is the unusual one and the new one for this year. That would be a regional ballot. Regional meaning the equivalent of a province, but really it's distinguished by being called regional because it is a ballot that goes to filling the other 200 seats in the National Assembly. The third ballot, which most people are familiar with, is the usual provincial ballot, which is the pink ballot. So those are the three ballots we would have, and people need to be very careful about how they fill it. Some ballots, probably the national ballot, will have two columns. That is because we need to put all the political parties, 52 of them, and we need to do that on one page, so that that is logistically the best way of presenting the ballot to people. The people need to be careful how they fill it. One cross in the block per ballot, not two crosses, and not anywhere else but in the square provided to take your vote.
And you made the announcement that around the 10th of April is when you will actually have the final list of candidates and parties as well. And when will you be issuing those certificates to those candidates?
as soon as there is certainty about who will be on the ballot, the certificates will be issued. And the reason for this time lapse is because there are some cases pending in the electoral court mm-hmm. and elsewhere mm-hmm. That may or may not affect the ballot. And we've got to wait for that process to work itself through, and then we would be able to issue the certificates and then proceed without haste. Without any delay to the production of the ballot.
Just a quick clarity on some dissatisfaction by independent candidates earlier on today, just for you to reassure those who are going to be voting that there will be the picture of the independent candidate as well alongside the name of the candidate. There was obviously today dissatisfaction by one candidate who raised the issue of the fact that their picture was not appearing, unlike what was happening with the political parties today.
Yes, it is very much a requirement for the purposes of putting out the ballot for each candidate and for each participant, really. And you would notice that we did not put the face of the leaders in the pledge that was signed. What we did put out was the logo. And so none of the political parties had the faith of the leaders on the pledge. And the independent candidates were also omitted on that basis. But as we apologized, that there should have been some signification of who the independent candidate was, at least picturesquely. That will be addressed in due course. But as for the ballot, yes, of course, the pictures will be there. And we asked for it, as you heard the one candidate say, she was asked twice and she had to send it through. But it will be there.
I really appreciate your time, Judge Dat Pele, a commissioner of the Independent Electoral Commission.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.